This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I often get myself into this zone because I spent so many years calling my morning radio program the Good Day Show, and now it's the DJV Show, but every once in a while I slip because 30 years of saying the same thing, it becomes ingrained in your mind, and there are a lot of ancillary things that still are on the air. For example, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He has a fabulous practice down there, helps tens of thousands of people every year. He's not a surgeon. He's an analyst, manner of speaking. What are they? Cardiologists, there are such things as cardiological surgery, surgeons, right? That's what you would call the surgeon that works on your heart, cardiological.
Well, yes, there's a whole team of people who potentially can work on your heart in the medical field, and the surgeon is one of them, and if you need to be operated on, that's a specialty in and of itself. When you deal with diagnosis, medical treatment, and some procedures, that's where the medical cardiologist gets involved.
Really? Okay, so...
And we work together.
Work together. That's a good thing. You may want to work in collaboration with Dr. Ken. It isn't just the cardiological aspects, but he just knows how to look at the pictures of your body and understand what's going on and tell you the story. So if you ever want to see him, help yourself. 352-735-1400. A trip well worthwhile, no matter how far or near you are from this wonderful village not far from Orlando. Ken's office is 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. We spend a lot of our time every week going through the medical journals, the clinical results of tests that are done as to how they affect you, how they affect a lot of people that listen to this program that want to keep up with medical knowledge. There's always something here. Every week I almost feel the light switch going on with people who are affected by something that's been studied. And therefore, they know more, and they're helped, and they go to their doctor and say, okay, can you help me with this? I just heard on the radio this story about that. And that's what Ken's classic value is here on Good Day Health. So let's talk about your specialty and the things that have come in the various journals this week, like blood pressure drugs and whether or not they help Alzheimer's and dementia, or do we need to separate the two out, dementia and Alzheimer's, here for this discussion?
Sure. Let's talk about this breaking news. This is out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease just this week, Doug. The main characteristic of dementia is a progressive cognitive decline wherein a person is experiencing memory loss and a decline in their thinking and decision-making abilities. We know already from previous studies that hypertension is tied to a higher risk of brain lesions, which are tied to dementia. The news this week is that adults who follow antihypertensive treatments lower their incidence of dementia. So just another benefit. If the doctor recommends that you need medical therapy for your blood pressure, you'll lower the possibility of developing dementia, and you'll also lower the risk of stroke, heart attacks, all of these things. I recommend initially lifestyle changes, getting 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep, throwing the salt shaker away, getting down to ideal body weight, trying to get the stress out of your life. After the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program. All of these items in your lifestyle will lower your blood pressure. And often you can do these things before you have to go on medications. But if the optimization of your lifestyle is not enough, then it's time to get onto some medication.
All right, so lowering your cholesterol, is that related to blood pressure, cholesterol, higher cholesterol, does it necessarily lead to higher blood pressure?
Well, ultimately it can, because as we all get older, and that's why I would say at least three-quarters, up to 80% of us before we leave planet Earth will get high blood pressure. And what happens is, in so many of us, the rubberiness of the big arteries, the big pipes that let the blood flow away from the heart and absorbs the big force of contraction of the heart, that rubberiness goes away as the vessels get harder due to plaquing from too much cholesterol and inflammation in the circulation. So if you keep the cholesterol down, you'll keep your blood vessels nice and rubbery, so it'll absorb the force of contraction of the heart, and you'll have a less likelihood in the long run of getting high blood pressure. But it's not an immediate treatment. If you already have high blood pressure, it's not going to immediately get it down.
Mm-hmm. But it stands to reason that whatever's going on in your blood, your circulatory system, is going to affect, especially if the, as you're talking about, you're describing it beautifully, the rubberiness of our arteries, if it gets hard, your story about hardening of the arteries, that's going to create a problem for dementia or Alzheimer's, because the blood flow is restricted going into your brain, right? I mean, the two kind of go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are 5.5 million Americans who have Alzheimer's right now, and according to something I read this week, could be 14 million by 2050. And so you look around at what's been done to find preventative treatments, and I found this to be so appalling. I said to you, I think,
and part of it may be the obesity epidemic causing high blood pressure, leading to more and more dementia, not only the aging factor, but you're going to tell us about this incredibly frustrating additional look for a solution to all this, and what's been going on there.
Well, the researchers inside Pfizer, Pfizer is a big drug company, they made a startling discovery a couple of years ago. They have a they have something you see on TV all the time, the rheumatoid arthritis therapy called Enbrel. You see
yes.
the commercials. Well, apparently they developed that as an anti-inflammatory drug, and they've made billions of dollars on it. But what they didn't, there's a whistleblower who's at Johns Hopkins, who was working on a continuing research project involving this, because it reduces inflammation, back to what we were just talking about, with Alzheimer's and with dementia, you're going to have either an inflammation of the blood vessels in the brain or hardening of the arteries, whatever it is. This drug, they found in an accidental way, which is how a lot of drugs are developed, actually, that it affected 64% of people who have Alzheimer's. That is, it's a cure for Alzheimer's, and they've been sitting on it.
Well,
and the major news outlets are not on this because Pfizer spends so damn much money advertising its various drugs, they don't want to get in their face. You won't hear this story many places. Go ahead.
Wait a second, Doug, because this is a story we need to air out, but cure is a strong word. What it showed is that...
Reduce the risk, maybe, is that better?
It had an effect of lowering the fraction of people as aging occurred who would get dementia. So it didn't absolutely wipe it out. It just, the group...
But it sure as hell helped.
It helped, yes.
Yeah.
And what Pfizer, and I'm not defending Pfizer at all, they can defend themselves, but just what Pfizer is saying is that it didn't have a significant enough benefit for them to feel obligated to report it. But wait a second. It wasn't even significant enough that they were willing to invest what they estimated was about $80 million to get this drug out to market. Mm-hmm. And so...
The whistleblower says that that's not the reason.
Right. But wait a second. Well, the other side of it is the professor, it's not so much a whistleblower. He just feels that this would have been valuable information as the journey continues to try to figure out what we can do for dementia. And I agree that they should have put it out there. It's an important observation. It's not... I don't think it's going to be a cure in any way. There was some benefit, but it would help the next researcher try to get there. And I think probably what's really this is all about is that Enbrel was released in 1998. It's gone generic, and now the generics compete with Pfizer for the branded drug, and they just didn't want even more attention on this drug to see another potential use of it, which would just make the generics go even more active in this area. And that's probably what this is all about. But I think Pfizer should have reported this, and it would have allowed other people researching this area to then move on and make some more progress.
Well, here's another. Let's go up the ladder one more rung, shall we? Because we know at the moment, go back to dementia, there's no effective treatment for it. All these people around the world that have it. The guidelines from the World Health Organization, which I think you were talking about here, the exercise quotient, don't use tobacco, don't drink alcohol, all that sort of thing. But they specifically talk about vitamins B and E. And I don't know, I thought I'd get your ring on this. Supplements like vitamin B and E, you ought to, the World Health Organization warned against taking supplements like B and E. And I thought B and E were very important. E you don't take so much of, but B, isn't that a building block of life?
You can overdo it. We know with E you can overdo it, and you shouldn't take more than 200 as a supplement. The best way to get E is in wheat germ, which is a very important and good source of vitamin E that you need. But supplements seem to make the heart worse unexpectedly, and this is research that was done about 10, 15 years ago. Vitamin B, you want to make sure you have enough, and levels can be ordered, and doctors can test for this. But the key is, you know, just because a little is good, too much can be too bad.
Well, is this stabbing in the dark, though, or all these people that are trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's or deal with the problem of it? And I just wonder sometimes. I am taking another look at the supplements. Some of my thinking is coming from you about taking as many supplements as I do. Maybe I don't need as many. I'm overdoing it in some category. So I'm stopping some of the stuff, or at least cutting back on some of it. Not vitamin B, but E. I've always been cautious about E. This looks like another way of, how do we find the cause of dementia?
Well, I think this is from drug testing, and they just keep trying and eliminating potential benefit treatments, and they just come up with negative studies that just don't show any benefits. So it's a tough search, but it's not one that anyone's going to give up, because as you pointed out, the number of potential people to benefit is growing and huge.
Yeah. Millions. All right, let's pause in the action here. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with helpful information. I know it's helpful because I hear from people all the time who post on various Facebook pages that I have. We have facebook.com/DJV show is a good way to communicate with me. facebook.com/Doug Steffen is a good way to communicate if you'd like to help yourself. Dr. Ken here analyzing some of the journal information that comes from various clinical studies. And so we move on. Other things from his area of specialty, that is cardiology, heartburn drug. This one is linked to some fatal. This is not, look, I'm hoping we're going to identify this drug. You must not be, you're not prescribing this drug, I'm guessing, Ken, right?
Well, before I say absolutely yes or no, let's talk about this, because this comes out in the British Medical Journal, and it's important because this is a very common family of drugs, and there are multiple members to this family. Drugs commonly used for heartburn, Doug, acid reflux, and ulcers may raise the risk of numerous fatal conditions, including heart disease and stomach cancer. That's the news this week. Proton pump inhibitors. Say that three times fast. They're prescribed to treat gastrointestinal conditions that involve an excess of acid production. You've all heard of them. Examples include Nexium, Acifex, Zegerid, Dexilant, Prevacid, Prilosec, and Protonix. Protein pump inhibitors, they should be avoided when not medically necessary. For those who have a medical need, proton pump inhibitors, you should be limited to the lowest effective dose and shortest duration possible. So these are the proton pump inhibitors, the PPIs. You can get these over the counter. You don't need a prescription. They are prescribed. The problem is, for short-term use, they're very effective and they're safe. The problem is you'll see many people on these forever, and that's what you don't want to do unless absolutely there's no choice and the doctor, with the doctor's advice, says you must do it. But just don't take these on your own forever. And many people take these when they're really not indicated because they are available over the counter.
All right. Are there heart issues here that you've studied? Here's the story. A lot of people have been talking about this. 6 cups of coffee a day. Is it good for you? I saw one study said, yeah, it's not going to hurt you. But this study doesn't agree with that at all.
Well, let's clear up the safety and benefit of coffee, the state of the art. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. The coffee is the most popular beverage worldwide, with an estimated 3 billion, with a B, cups consumed every day. Drinking 6 or more cups of coffee a day can actually increase your risk of heart disease by up to 22%. Too much caffeine can cause high blood pressure, a key risk factor. The tipping point is 6 8-ounce cups, each containing 75 milligrams of caffeine. And my advice, here it is, keep your caffeine intake under 400 milligrams per day, and I think you'll do well.
All right, so how much coffee do you drink every day?
0 to 1 cup.
Yeah. Why did you start drinking it when you started drinking it? And have you ever just thought of... I don't
My
know,
daughter loves it. All. My really? Daughter has 1 cup a day. And, you know, maybe it's a social thing. And it's really safe. 1 cup of caffeine, of caffeinated coffee, may actually have some benefits to it.
Right, but you don't drink it before you go to bed.
And absolutely not. And I don't. And I don't even think about it. You know, it's not something I do every day. It's not a routine. But I think a little bit of coffee, if it doesn't stimulate your heart, it may actually be a good thing. Doctors love coffee.
They do.
They do.
Really? They
yes.
To drink it themselves, or they
yes.
like what it does to your body?
No, they love to drink it themselves. When I was in medical school, I was one of the few guys or women who didn't line up in front of the coffee machine all day.
A focus on supplementation in a different form as we continue in the next half hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement holding off those tariffs President Trump threatened to impose over illegal immigration. The president tweets that Mexico has agreed to take strong measures to slow the flow of Central American migrants into the U.S. But the deal doesn't include some of the major overhauls the Trump administration wanted. Mexican Ambassador Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
The agreement includes having Mexican troops along the southern border with Guatemala. In a pair of tweets, President Trump calls these strong measures that would stem the tide of immigration through Mexico. Mexico's president is calling for a gathering to celebrate. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's time to continue now here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, a broadcaster with chops from all different disciplines, and I certainly, over the years, think that I have established myself with a certain degree of credibility. Not that I'm trying to blow my own horn, but I do think that I know more than the average bear when it comes to medical stuff, mostly because it's important to me in my life to know it. I think it's important. The reason we have Ken here and Jack on Good Day Health is because there are lots of important things for you to think about and consider when it comes to your own health and well-being. And by the way, it's up to you. It's not up to Ken, not up to Jack, not up to your doctor, not up to anybody, but Y-O-U, to keep your ear on, your eye on, your mind on the things that you may be doing that aren't good for you, the things that you may be doing that are good for you, the things you can be doing that are good for you to stave off some of the bad things that do happen to your health and well-being. Some of it is hereditary. Some of it is self-rot, if you will. People that smoke, eat too much red meat, whatever the things are that Ken talks about. Everything is okay a little bit, except smoking. I can't see any benefit. We were just talking about cups of coffee. One cup of coffee a day, Ken says, is okay. But never smoking, never using those whatever those damn devices are that are around now. Somebody took a shot at me on Facebook because they said I sounded old when I was talking about the EpiPens and using those devices. I'm not. My attitude isn't old. I do have a lot of experience, and I do. Much of my experience with regard to smoking comes from my own exposure to it with my mother, smoking 2-3 packs a day for all the years of her life from when she was 17 on. She died when she was 50 because of it, and I have the unfortunate pleasure, along with my two sisters, of having grown up in that household and taking in all the secondhand smoke, and it's now affecting my health. And frankly, I don't know if resent is the right word. It annoys me, bothers me, things that weren't prevalent. In fact, the people who promoted smoking back then included some of the nation's most prominent doctors who would go on television or radio, do commercials, and say, "This is the healthiest cigarette for you." Can you imagine the outrage? I mean, that, honestly, I remember seeing a commercial Ronald Reagan did in the 1960s for a particular cigarette. I don't know what it was. But, you know, you look back on that now and you think, what a damnable outrage. And so how much of this stuff, I fast-forwarded and wonder out loud, Ken, how much of this stuff, this crap that we're being fed by all these ads on television, you can't go through a spot set on a TV show on any of the networks without seeing some kind of a drug ad. And how much of that is the same kind of thing we were told, this is the best for you? You know, in 50 years, is that really going to be the case?
Well, it certainly wasn't. You certainly have to have some skepticism, and you know, and also, you know, the question is, will we look at some of the drugs that are trying to be legalized right now the same way in the future?
Yeah, I know you're talking about cannabis and things like that that are being legalized.
I mean, is that the way smoking was in the 1940s? The way we are with cannabis today?
It could well be. Yes, it could well be. You may be onto something there, something to consider anyway. And then, in that league, there are a lot of people. This is just an aside, but because I saw this, and it sort of came, it hit me the same way that big pharma story about dementia that we talked about in the last half hour. There's a new kind of mushroom that's been developed that eats plastic that the folks in the plastic business are trying to keep everybody from learning about. And you see the study this week about plastic and how much of it's in all of our bodies. You got to wonder, you know, you can't even really tell in a blood test unless you get the stuff. Some of it is too small to ever even detect, but it's everywhere. And this mushroom plant will eat plastic, and the plastic manufacturers are, I don't know why they're trying. I would think it would be.
Why would they be against this?
I don't understand that either. Because it's good. I think it would be
favorable for them.
You think? Yeah, you would actually think that.
And you were saying before about safe levels of coffee. You had asked me what I do, but actually the studies show for some people you can go up to 5 cups a day.
That's what I saw a couple of days ago, something addressing the same sort of thing. How much coffee is too much? It depends on the individual. It's kind of like anything else. Your chemistry, your body chemistry, and you know this better than any, and you can teach us well along this line, our body chemistry is all different. Everybody has a different reaction, although certain drugs...
That is correct. Some of us break down caffeine differently. Some of us are more sensitive to it. But overall, the general recommendation now is to stay under 400 milligrams per day, because even different serving size, the same serving size may have more caffeine than another. So just try to get an idea of how much caffeine in milligrams you're getting and stay under 400.
Yep, that's the word. Okay. Dietary supplements, let's talk about them. Another study raises concerns about certain supplements. We were talking about vitamin B and vitamin E earlier here. What's the story on supplementation for children?
This one's going to raise some eyebrows. Over-the-counter dietary supplements, Doug, may be harmful and possibly deadly for children and young adults, according to a study published this week in the Journal of Adolescent Health. Roughly 40% of people up to age 25 who take weight loss, muscle building, and energy supplements suffer severe medical complications. Many of these supplements are the type studied in this research. That's muscle building, weight loss, and energy supplements. They have been found to contain contaminants such as heavy metals, pesticides, and other harmful chemicals, including prescription drugs. Supplements containing those substances, they've been linked to liver damage, testicular cancer, and even death.
Wow. That's pretty much, that's an indictment, isn't it, huh?
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, back to supplementation is good if it's food-based, I think, but these some of the stuff that comes from the supplement companies is all synthetic. That's not good for you. And there are some things you just don't need in your body. You have to have, you know, what you, the thing that tells you what you need is in the blood work. Get a physical every year. Look at the blood. Ken and I spend a long time, every time we're together, looking at the blood tests and seeing what they tell you. And I don't mind being a guinea pig. You know, my cholesterol... the bad cholesterol is always more than we want, and the good cholesterol is never where it is. And in all the years I've been seeing you, the numbers really haven't changed, no matter what I have done to try to enhance, you know, get rid of the bad cholesterol and up the good cholesterol a little bit. No matter what I've tried, it doesn't really seem to have had an impact, because it's always been within a point or two every year, right?
Exactly. You know, just some general wisdom here. Unless things change in the future, and hopefully they will, when you try to attack the body and stimulate it with chemicals to lose weight, build muscle, or provide energy, anything is dicey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Never know what it'll do to your kidneys. Those are the organs. They screen everything. The excretion that comes from your body is screened first in the kidney
or
the spleen, the liver. And so you need to make sure those are working well. And if you tax them with too much of this stuff, and that's one of the reasons that I've laid off a lot of the supplements, because it seems to me, although my liver numbers are pretty consistent too, I don't want to take the chance that it could impact if I take stuff that overdoes it. If I am getting too much of a good thing, then it isn't, by definition, a good thing, right? Under the, you know, thinking about
absolutely
it that way.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, here's some bad news for fitness fanatics. Stand by for that in just a matter of moments. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug continue on Good Day Health. If you lack energy to tackle everyday tasks, I'm talking to men now, although very interesting, the product Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, being purchased more by women than it is by men. Not for their use necessarily, unless they're working out and they're trying to build up their muscle, but because the impact of Nugenix on men and their performance in the bedroom is basically the bottom line why women are buying this stuff. They give it to their men because it boosts your libido, increases lean muscle mass, maximizes your energy. All of these things change as you age. You know that. I know that. She knows that. We all know that. So let's enhance your ability to perform, have confidence, boost your energy. Nugenix is offering a free bottle. You have an opportunity right now, because you're listening to this program, to text the word FORCE to 321-321. That's right. Text the word FORCE to 321-321 and get a free bottle of Nugenix and see pretty much instantly how this stuff affects your love life, how it affects your health, your well-being. They're so sure you will then get onto the program, they'll send you the first bottle free. Be on our way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's very simple, very easy, and very beneficial. Free bottle of Nugenix now. Text FORCE to 321-321.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some great gift ideas to celebrate our deserving dads and recent grads. My Passport Go from WD is a compact, durable, and secure solid-state drive and storage solution to access and share data while on the go, offering up to 1 terabyte of storage, and its performance is 2.5 times faster than most portable hard drives. Ecovacs D-Bot 711 is a smart robotic vacuum that makes cleaning all floor surfaces easy. The smart Navi feature maps your rooms to systematically clean and avoid missing or repeating any areas. The 3-stage cleaning system and 110-minute runtime delivers a visibly better clean. Named Best Smart Thermostat of 2019 by Review.com, Emerson Sensi Touch saves about 23% on your HVAC energy use. Emerson just introduced the Sensi Predict. This industry innovation proactively analyzes and detects issues that cause HVAC system failure. Learn more at sensi.emerson.com. For dads, grads, and tradesmen that rely on their trucks, BF Goodrich's all-terrain TAK02 tires provide better performance and reliability both on and off the road. Also, BF Goodrich's tradesman support program offers discounts, roadside, and worksite assistance. Visit bfgoodrichtires.com/tradesman for more info. Spot On Virtual Smart Fence is the only dog containment tracking and training system that lets you take your dog anywhere without the need for professional installation, wires, or base station. Spot On Smart Collar allows any dog owner to turn the world into their backyard. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with, I guess, a reminder in a manner of speaking, although I'm not sure many of you have heard this. I talk about a lot of the, I don't know, I feel sometimes like I say the same thing over and over again, but yet we're hitting a different audience with some of the information. So let me go through a story which basically is built around guidelines to help you reduce your risk of dementia, which affects 50 million people around the world. There's much that can be done to delay it, to slow it down, or to eliminate it. One of the things is to get regular physical exercise, not smoke, not drink. Healthy blood pressure is important. Eating a healthy diet, Mediterranean diet. Dr. Ken recommends that all the time. There also is a recommendation against taking dietary supplements like vitamin B and E in an effort to combat cognitive decline and dementia. Don't do it. So they say, anyway, I've heard a lot of people tell me just the opposite, so interested to check that out with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. The World Health Organization said there are 10 million new cases of dementia every year. That figure is set to triple in the next 20 to 30 years. And by the way, maybe something you're not thinking about with regard to dementia, the extraction of heavy economic tolls it takes on people, a family. Cost of caring for people with dementia has risen to $2 trillion every year. $2 trillion spent on taking care of people who get dementia, and many do not have to get it. That's also staying away from Teflon or pans that have coatings on the inside of them. All that stuff contributes. So hopefully this is helpful. These guidelines come to you on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken and I were just talking off the air about this particular study that he's going to explain to you about your step goal. People in their fitness goals, and they have their watches, and they can, how many steps are they taking today, and what's your goal? And I went to Ireland a couple of months ago with a friend of mine who's a radio guy, and he every morning would go out, he had to get his steps in. So now it appears we're going to blow a hole in that 10,000 step goal, Ken. That's why I said this may not be good news for all the people that have been working hard to get up to 10,000 steps a day.
Well, this is where you have to go down into the details sometimes of these studies and not just listen to the headlines, because in this study, what's really an important little detail is it only involved women, over 16,000, and only women who were on the older side, 62 to 101 years, and they only studied them, followed them for 4 years. So with that bit of information, which is very important when you interpret the results, we look at this new study. It is out of Harvard Medical School. It was published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. And what it says is that less may be more when it comes to walking, that this group of people may not need that commonly believed 10,000 steps per day for optimal health. Walking only 5,000 steps per day was linked to a decreased risk for early death, and the benefits may even flatten out after 7,500 steps. So this group, making those extra 2,500 paces is unnecessary. For the rest of us, the males, the younger people, and how the benefits will help longer term than 4 years, more research is needed. What I recommend is train, don't strain. If you want to do more, just make sure it feels good. Don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it. Oh, come on. That's so much fun to overdo it.
Just with exercise, you just need to get involved, need to move, and it's amazing that you don't have to overdo it. Unless you want to get on the cover of Bodybuilder or you want to go into a show. I mean, that's a whole different. But for the remainder of most of us, it's just getting out there and enjoying it and moving.
All right. Here's a study about immunology or immunotherapy, actually. Lung cancer patients. This is a big problem. Lung cancer, especially with women. Wow. Even people who are non-smokers. So what's the hope here?
This is really good hope. And what we have to do is first define a few terms. So we have to understand what immunotherapy is versus chemotherapy. And immunotherapy is the new way to attack cancer. And some of these cancers, which we had no hope for, with this whole new way of treating cancer, there is hope. So with immune therapy, you're using the immune system to make antibodies against cancer-specific antigens. What does all that mean? The immune system helps us protect us from foreign bodies and bugs. And these foreign bodies and bugs create special messengers, antigens, which the body sees as foreign. And then the body produces antibodies. These are proteins proteins which attack these foreign bodies, the antigens. So the hope is that we can find in cancer cell specific antigens, which then the body's immune system can rev up and make these specific antibodies. So we selectively kill just the cancer cells. The problem with chemotherapy is that it unselectively kills all the developing cells, yeah. So it damages a lot of the body.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your pal and mine, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here as we examine some of the important stories from annual meetings published in these journals of medicine. How do they impact you? Risks, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of important news this week. We continue on the white meat, red meat controversy, Dr. Ken. That has really attracted a lot of attention to the point where it even got onto the talkers' top 10 list of things being discussed on talk radio. White meat, chicken, poultry in general, and maybe pork. How do we categorize white meat, first of all?
Well, another dogma may go and bite the dust. White meat, such as chicken. And this is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. This new research, it challenges the widespread belief that white meat, such as chicken, is better for cholesterol levels than red meat, such as beef, pork, or lamb. So we're just talking about the effect on cholesterol, no other part of the body. So this new research, it more powerfully tested how different meat intakes affect the levels of lipids and lipoproteins. Those are the molecules that carry these fat molecules that can cause fatty deposits to form on the arteries, because that's what's really important, is the development of plaque in the circulation, in the inner wallpaper of the blood vessels. So consuming both red and white meat raises blood cholesterol levels more than consuming equivalent levels of non-meat sources of protein, such as vegetables and dairy. And that's the take-home message of this, that the consumption of either kind of meat did increase cholesterol equally and equally caused the development of plaque, whereas the non-meat kind of protein, such as that from vegetables or dairy, did not increase the cholesterol like the meat type.
Remember, I think I told you once, I did some research, because I don't eat meat, and maybe the reason that you don't find any plaque in my system, other than my carotids, is that I don't eat any meat, and I don't like poultry. I eat a little fish. I do have dairy. But, you know, we talk about the other white meat, the advertisement for pork. I don't eat any of that either. I might have a little piece of bacon or sausage.
Pork is considered a red meat, believe it or not.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of fish, is that not considered meat? It's flesh.
Correct.
Why don't they consider that? What's the definition of meat versus flesh? Because poultry,
chicken versus beef, pork, or lamb is basically what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right. So, but let's think about this. Let's carry it one step further. If there's no people are going to enjoy a healthier body circulatory system, people that you see in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is it likely that people you see that are clear like me are not eating any kind of these meats that we're talking about?
Well, they're limiting. I don't know if you have to go to zero for everybody, but they're definitely getting their protein from less and less meat and more from fish, dairy, or plant sources.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a. I think when I was. I didn't tell you that I found when I did the research, excuse me, looking for proteins in various vegetables. I found 10 of them, and mostly green. Their vegetables are mostly green that have that.
Excellent sources.
Yeah. So stay away from meat if you want to have clear arteries. That's bad. But some people say dairy. I think you worried about me and my ice cream, but it doesn't show up on my tests anyway.
Well, if you eat enough saturated fat, and that was an important part of this study, is they tried to keep the otherwise saturated fat intake equal among all the participants.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right, so there's a word to the wise. Here's another one. Time to call 800-208-1797 to get your teeth whitened. You do it yourself. Don't go to the dentist and spend $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth professionally. You don't have to. They're going to use the same thing you're going to use, so learn how to apply it at home. It's pretty simple. Power Swabs comes in a tube. You snap it open. You take the Q-tip and you put it on your teeth, and you watch the next 5 minutes. Your teeth are going to whiten up an average of 2 shades, and each time you use it, gets that much better over the course of a few months. 800-208-1797, the preferred way to order power swabs, because you use the DJV code when you talk to the operator, you'll get power swabs at half the retail price. This is an all-natural concoction developed by a dentist for his patients. You want a great smile, help your love life, help you get that job, help you get that promotion, and you'll feel better when you look in the mirror. So call 800-208-1797 for power swabs right now while you're thinking about it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.